the fishing boats are ready, and we're out working steady. It's looking like another day of rain. I just can't wait to be out on the Georgia Strait with a hold full of salmon motoring home. No, there's nothing better than this old same matter. And a four-man crew to call my own. We're chopping through the spray. Them bakes in us. We gotta make the narrows before the tide. The wet fog makes me shiver up in Campbell River. The strait is full of salmon once again. The fishing boats are ready and we're all working steady. It's looking like another day of rain. Jesse Henderson.
CITR 101.9 FM radio, broadcasting from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver, Canada. This is the Wednesday, May 22nd, 2013 edition of Smart People, a weekly half-hour show featuring interviews with smart people. I am your host, Elmer Weens. And today I'm talking with a very smart and talented person, David Way. David Way has a Master of Science in Mathematics from UBC and a teaching certificate as well. After attending UBC, Dave taught mathematics in Delta for about 33 years. But today we're not going to be talking about mathematics, even though he and I were both math students at UBC. Today we will be talking about sport fishing in British Columbia. Welcome, David. How are you doing?
Good morning, Elmer. Good to see you. Yes. It's been about 30-odd years since we fished together on the Vetter.
Yes, it's been a while since we've been fishing, although we have fished together various places, including on the Salt Chuck and Horseshoe Bay. I hope you enjoyed that musical introduction. That was Tim Huss singing the Seine Boat song from his album Songs of the West Coast that he performed at Alberta House during the 2010 Vancouver Winter Olympics.
That's a very good song.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's commercial fishing, right? And we're going to be talking about sport fishing. A lot of people don't know the difference between the two. What can you tell me about this difference between commercial and sport fishing, and who are the good guys and who are the bad guys?
Well, I don't think there's any good guys or bad guys. We're all going after a diminishing resource, you know, one's for fun and one's for a living.
Yeah, but still it's there is some competition between both groups. I've known you about 45 years. Tell us how an urban dweller like you got into sport fishing, saltwater and freshwater.
Well, one of our friends, a family friend in the late 50s, started taking me out fishing, and I really enjoyed it. It just became part of my lifestyle, and, you know, it's a great way to relax after a hard day of doing math.
Yeah. Sport fishing is an important aspect of BC's tourism industry, and many residents of BC are active fishers. You put out a magazine called the BC Sport Fishing Magazine, produced annual, I believe, each spring. Tell us about the BC Sport Fishing Guide magazine.
It's actually put out by Jason Tansom in Kelowna. My wife Suzanne and I are contributors. We write about all basically the tourism areas of BC and all the fishing and techniques that tackle that you can use in each area to catch sport fish.
And last year I noticed that this magazine had featured the various regions of British Columbia. I believe they divided into five regions, and you and Suzanne had articles about fishing. This is the freshwater fishing. You and Suzanne had articles on fishing each of the regions.
Yes, that's what the fishing guide is to do, is to show all the opportunities to fish throughout the province. It was originally tied to Tourism BC, but now it's been taken over as a private enterprise.
And this year, what kind of articles did you have in it this year?
We did all but one region this year. That was Thompson Okanagan was done by another fellow writer, but we did all the other regions, everything from Northern BC, Vancouver Island.
That's you and Suzanne.
Suzanne and I did that, yes.
And this can be found on almost any magazine rack. You can find it on BC Ferries.
Yes, it's distributed right throughout BC, and any magazine store should be able to get it in for you if you're looking for it. You can also probably order it just by looking for it on the internet.
Oh, it's available online. And
well, not as an online copy, but you can certainly find the publisher.
Can you get back copies, for example? I mean, have you been doing this for more than 2 years? Or
No, there's no. As far as I know, there are no back copies other than my own private collection. The BC Sport Fishing Guide has been going for about 3 years. It's an evolution from a number of guides that came out since the early 90s. As I said, it used to be part of Tourism BC, and it moved through various rebirths and all that. And this version is now taken over by Jason Tanson.
And it's produced privately. Then it's not done, but with the government.
No, there's no government involvement at all anymore. And in fact, with cost savings in government right now, they've pulled back from a lot of these tourism initiatives.
Fishing information does not get out of date very quickly. Techniques evolve slowly over time. Can one actually learn how to fish by reading a BC Sport Fishing Guide or other fishing magazines some of them devoted to fly fishing?
All these magazines are just excellent. You'll learn lots of techniques. Probably for a beginning fisher, one of the best things to do is to hire an experienced guide. They will save you literally years of going through literature. Lots and lots of videos are available now. For example, on GoFishBC.com, SunCruiserMedia.com, and SportFishingBC.com. You can go there. And if you just do a search on the internet, you'll find excellent videos by people like Brian Chan. For fly fishing, there's probably none better. And, there's watching TV shows, one of my publishers was BC Outdoors, and they have an outdoor show every Sunday. That's another good place to see things, But the real how-tos, you'll have to do a little bit of searching.
A little bit of searching, and you would recommend a guide, though, if you're a first-time.
Well, especially if you're fishing a brand new area. For most of the lakes and rivers, the lakes anyway, you can probably get away with just the most rudimentary stuff. But if you're going to want to do some specialty fishing, like on the west coast of Vancouver Island or in Haida Gwaii or the central coast, it's mainly learning about the spots the exact place where they're catching fish. You know, you can spend a week in those areas and never even find, you know, where you are.
Yeah, I know. I've fished up at Campbell River, and there's supposed to be a lot of fish there, but I've never caught a fish there. I've tried, and but on the other hand, if I go to freshwater lake, like for example Loon Lake, I look in the water and I see what's hatching, and if it's something green, I look for a green fly, and if I drag that behind my boat, I'll catch trout.
The Freshwater Fishery Society of BC has done a marvelous job of stocking lakes. They do about 800 to 1,000 lakes every year. Now, these fish are a little bit naive, they're hungry, and many of them are catchable size. So if you can just match the hatch and the water temperatures there, or you're seeing fish feeding, freshwater fishing is fairly straightforward. You can get into the more specialty things, it's because of the ongoing restocking of lakes that has provided some of the best fishing in the world right here in British Columbia.
You're an active saltwater, and you're talking about freshwater fishing right now, and I've written many articles on both saltwater and freshwater fishing. I know every time I pick up a magazine, I seem to find a fishing magazine, that is, I seem to find an article by you and Suzanne, either saltwater fishing or freshwater fishing. Tell us about fishing for saltwater fish. Beginner, how should he go about doing it?
Well, again, saltwater fishing pretty well requires a boat. There are a few places that you can beach fish for salmon, probably your first requirement is getting a boat, and then most of the time with saltwater fish, if you throw down anything that has herring on it, you're pretty likely to get something. But there's other techniques, trolling, drift jigging, mooching is a little more specialized.
That's what you and I used to do out at Horseshoe Bay. We'd go there and we'd mooch.
Mooching is a very, very nice way to fish, especially if you're anchored or rowing. There is also power mooching by it's a form of trolling, but with more stops to starts.
Well, nice thing about mooching is you don't have all that tackle on when your fish bites and you're fighting the fish. It's almost a direct line between you and the fish.
Unfortunately, mooching is sort of getting out of favor. Unfortunately, a lot of the mooching spots are also now being scoured by trawlers who with downriggers, they can reach the 150, 180-foot depths that we were sometimes mooching at. In the old day, when it was just weight fishing with trolling, you couldn't get down much more than about 60 or 70 feet, even with a couple of pounds of weight. But nowadays, with 15-pound cannonballs, they can get to any depth you want. And the main thing in salmon and fishing now is covering area. You have to find fish, and electronics and all that have just taken over this.
Well, what's a good time of the year to go salmon fishing? Say you're living in Vancouver and you want to catch a salmon. When would you do it now?
Beauty of fishing for salmon is the Chinook salmon are available all year round, and some of the best months to go fishing are in the winter. Water's clearer, you can use smaller, lighter tackle. But then probably in May and June are more of the difficult times because the fish tend to be scattered. They're not sitting in bays and coves anymore. Later in the summer, then the mature fish start coming back. So they can come back in runs of 10 million pink salmon, which are expected this summer.
It's a humpy year, is it?
It's a humpy year.
Every 2 years.
Yeah, the southern pink run is odd number of years, and the northern pink run, which is basically north of Vancouver Island, is on the even number of years. And when they come in, that's a salmon bonanza for everybody. As I say, you can beach fish for them. Beach fly fishing is a thing. And you can do that right along the West Vancouver shoreline, all the way around up into Howe Sound. So that's one of the few times you don't need a boat to do saltwater fishing.
What about, is this a sockeye year, or is it going to be like 2010? Isn't it every 3 years?
The sockeye right now, it's the... they just can't make predictions. They had that disastrous year a few years back, and then, you know, it rebounded with something like 30 million fish that came into this area. We're hoping that it will also, you know, the spawn from that big return run will you know, come back this year. Sockeye is always a real treat to catch, and when they're around, you can do very, very well on them.
But there's nothing better than catching a spring salmon, eh? I mean, a 30, 40 pounder.
Yeah, a big Chinook is always fun. Although my wife prefers catching coho, which are more acrobatic and aerobatic, and a little smaller size that she's happy with, but a big Chinook, it can take you an hour and a half to land, and some of the finest eating anywhere in the world is a nice fat Chinook salmon.
Okay, we're going to take a station break. We're going to be back with Dave in a couple of minutes when we're going to be talking a bit more about freshwater fishing.
101.9 FM radio, broadcasting from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver, Canada.
Wait till the current flows, then up through the narrows, the foghorns get us on our way. Past the lighthouse on the rocks, far beyond the sawmill docks, we make the trip on up to Humpback Bay. Now it's the running line, we're filing way behind. Roll the strain net off the drum. Let's make another set and see what we can get. The packers waiting on this sucker.
CITR 101.9 FM radio, broadcasting from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver, Canada.
And we're back here with David Way, a very smart and intelligent person, and we're talking about fishing. I've fished with Dave over the years many times, not so much lately, but back in the old days when we were younger and were students, we seemed to have a lot more time. I remember I told you the story, Dave, of how one summer when I was an undergraduate, after my second year, I worked at the border for Canada Customs at the Port of Aldergrove, and all these American fishermen would be coming up, and they wanted to go fishing, and they would ask the customs agent, myself at that time, where we should go. And, well, I didn't have any idea, but we had this list of lakes where we would send people because we had been told this was a good place. So, if someone wants to go freshwater fishing, it could be someone from out of province or from the U.S. They're coming out here, or someone living in Vancouver. Okay, where should they go? give us some lakes where we can catch some chotes. The ice is coming off the lakes right now, right? So where do we go?
Well, the spring fishing right now is for freshwater. It's just fantastic. Anywhere in the interior, as you have just said, the ice is off. The lakes have turned over. They've been re-aerated, and they're just in prime condition for catching trout. Anywhere in the, probably the Merritt all the way through Logan Lake area right now, there's just dozens and dozens of lakes. Many of them are stocked. One of the best places to get information about which lakes have been stocked and all that is the gofishbc.com website. And that's from the Freshwater Fishery Society. And seeing as they take care of all the stockings of all the lakes, that's always a good place to start. And then sportfishingbc.com, that's a good place to go to find out actual angler reports. Just excellent information that you can get from there. And don't forget fly shops. Fly shops and tackle shops in every interior city are just a gold mine of information.
Yeah, they can tell you which lakes are producing. They can tell you what kind of flies to use if you're a fly fisherman. They can tell you, give you information about guides if you need them.
They have everything that you'll need there. We have so many varieties of freshwater fish. I've forgotten. I think it's something like 80 varieties of freshwater fish, and many of them are considered sport fish. So, it's not just rainbow trout and that. And each lake and stream, will come on stream at a different time. Basically, right now from May right through until just about the end of June, just before it gets really, really hot, just about any lake in British Columbia that's turned over well. And if you can see fish jumping on the lake, you're pretty well guaranteed you're going to catch something on it.
So I don't have to have a boat. I can just go to some of those lakes and find out where I can rent a boat and get some tackle and get some fishing information, and I'm fishing.
Yeah, there's many lakes that have resorts and boat rentals there. You might have to take a room in their cabins. Things like float tubes and all that are very convenient. You can throw them in the back of almost any car, and that'll get you into good fishing, very, very quickly.
Something we probably should have talked about sooner, what about fishing license? What's the deal now with saltwater and freshwater fishing? I know if I go steelhead fishing, I have to get one or two or three licenses just to do it. So what's that about?
Well, the freshwater licenses are all available online. Again, you can get them right on gofishbc.com.
Well, that's cool. So all the information is right there.
Now for steelhead, if you need, you want to go steelheading and you also want to go salmon fishing in freshwater, you have to get stamps. And those things are now printable right off your home printer.
At Go Fish or other places?
Sorry, what's that?
At that website you mentioned, or
or you can go and search it out in the provincial environment ministry site. But it's much easier just going to gofishbc.com. There's a little radio button. You just go click on it. It says buy your license here, and it'll take you right to where you have to do that.
So they took over from the BC government, Go Fish, and stocking program, taking care of freshwater fish. Why did they do that? That was
it's one of these privatization things. Actually, the Freshwater Fishery Society, which took over all the hatcheries in British Columbia, is just celebrating this year their 10th anniversary.
Wow.
So, and I think it's one of the real success stories. As a government operation, of course, things were getting run down and people weren't happy. And now that people have to make their money and all that, they're working harder and enjoying it. I think they have a much happier staff there now.
Yeah, I think it's people who really want to do that kind of work. And students, I looked at the website and I saw that there were job opportunities there for people who want to get into that field.
Yes, there's everything from, you know, fishing ambassadors and because there's a lot of learn to fish programs that the society is promoting. Of course, they have to have people to do these fishing programs and all that. So there is the opportunity to get jobs in with the Freshwater Fishery Society for the summer.
And they produce a newsletter, right?
About 2 or 3 years ago, they asked Suzanne and me to edit the newsletter. And so that comes out. It's free. You just go to the gofishbc.com website and just follow the instructions of getting onto the e-newsletter. And it'll give you all the news of all the things that the society is doing. For example, right now they're doing a major restoration program for the Nechako sturgeon, which basically were wiped out years ago when they built the big diversion for the Alcan mill in Kitimat. And they're building a quite a major facility to raise sturgeon.
Yeah, they're amazing fish. They're in the Fraser River, and I've never caught one of them, but some friends of mine certainly have caught a number of very, very large sturgeon in the Fraser.
Well, they have a wonderful conservation program. Rick Hansen is one of the, I think, one of the presidents or leading figure in sturgeon recovery on the Fraser. It's all catch and release. It's the guides are really, really good. And, you know, where else are you going to get one of the world's oldest fish?
Yeah.
And it is actually the world's largest freshwater game fish. And, they caught one that weighed very close to 1,100 pounds last year. You know, that's a 6 or 7 hour fight, you know.
Yeah, that's an amazing size fish. We got to move on. I was going to ask you something about preparing fish, but I think you told me that's going to be in one of your newsletters, some recipes on how to prepare fish.
Yeah, one of the reasons I've always enjoyed fishing is I really enjoy eating fish. And the Go Fish BC newsletter always has a recipe. And they said, actually, that's the most popular item on the newsletter, is people have more hits in the recipe section.
Okay, so if you were going to go fishing within 100 miles of Vancouver, say, where would you go? Is the Vetter still good? I mean, I haven't fished the Vetter in a while, but I hear it's still pretty good.
The Vetter is excellent, as is, you know, Chehalis and Harrison and the Fraser River itself. They're all great.
We used to bar fish. The Fraser, you and I, is that still feasible?
Bar fishing is very, very popular, and especially this year now that the pink salmon will be coming in. Sockeye, you know, it'll be depend on the run, but bar fishing for sockeye and chinook, of course. There's lots of big chinook taken in the Fraser, lots of fish in the 40-pound class, and same with the Harrison. Probably the easiest thing, okay, I mean, for a beginning fisher, the best thing to take advantage of is the Freshwater Fishery Society Fish in the City program. And there you can fish lakes like Sassamat in Port Moody, Deer Lake in Burnaby, Mill Lake in Abbotsford, Como Lake in Coquitlam, Green Timbers in Surrey, and Rice Lake in North Vancouver. They put in anywhere between 2,000 and 5,000 fish.
Wow. Okay, thank you very much. I've been talking to David Way, an excellent fisher. That's it for this Wednesday's edition of Smart People, May 22nd, 2013. We didn't talk too much about steelhead fishing, which is what I do, and if you really want to know what fishing is about, it's about steelhead fishing. And if you want to know about steelhead fishing, go to YouTube and type in BC Skeena Steelhead Fly Fishing 2012 and play the video on YouTube. And I'm just going to play a wee bit of that now before we sign right off here.
CITR 101.9 FM radio, broadcasting from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver, Canada.
I can't get these memories out of my mind, and some kind of madness has started to evolve. I tried so hard to let you go, but some kind of madness is swallowed.